Peter, invisibility, will we ever get the technology to do that?
Well, there's a lot of people working on this right now, and probably the best thing I've seen is a T-shirt or a huge coat, if you like, made of a polymer that has got a display on it. So you have to imagine cameras pointing on one side and a display on the other. So it's just if you look through the person. It's been used on vehicles as well, on experiments with the military, where you have cameras pointed at the scene, and on the enemy side of the vehicle you have an active service, which is a display. So it happens to work really quite well in things like a forest or a jungle situation, or in a crowded area. It can be difficult to discern someone being there. It's a long way from real invisibility.
It's more like cloaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more like cloaking. It sure is. That's exactly a really good description. If you say, will we be able to do invisibility as in the movie The Invisible Man, I know of no technology or any field theory that would allow us to actually do that. The most likely prospect of being able to do something like that would be to, in some way, change dimension. We tend to think in terms of three or four dimensions. It's more likely that the universe is made up of more like 9 or 11 dimensions, something of that order. The really, really big problem is we don't have a grand unified theory that ties together all of the fundamental forces in the universe. So whilst we've got formulae that describe things like gravity, we don't actually know what it is, and we can't actually link it or relate it to the strong atomic forces, the weak atomic forces, or indeed the electromagnetic forces. So we don't know. We just do not know. But right now, given the knowledge that we have, we certainly don't know how to do it.